Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, a mix of sun and clouds is creating a pleasant atmosphere. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm day, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. Meanwhile, Jerusalem experiences a mild breeze, offering a refreshing contrast. In Haifa, skies remain clear, bringing plenty of sunshine to the city. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu is in a crucial meeting in Washington. The discussion focuses on the IDF's operational freedom concerning Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. Also, according to JNS, earlier this hour, the Israeli Air Force targeted a vehicle near the Lebanon border. The IDF states it aims to prevent Hezbollah from threatening Israeli civilians or soldiers. Also this hour, 24 News reports Germany has agreed to boost its annual funding to Yad Vashem to 5 million euros. The agreement was signed during the German foreign minister's visit to Israel. Separately, from Forward, Israel's diaspora affairs minister Amichai Chikli criticized Turkish President Erdogan. He compared Erdogan to Hitler and the late Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. And finally, The Times of Israel notes that an Israeli minister has made controversial comments about Erdogan's leadership style, sparking international reaction. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago questioning Netanyahu's decision-making in critical security matters. From I24NEWS_EN, writing on X just now, Lebanese President Michel Aoun has ruled out any meeting with Netanyahu. Gershon Baskin, a peace activist, posted that Israelis must understand the deep implications of ongoing tensions. He warns that liberal and democratic values are under threat. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's meeting in Washington. Israel Hayom highlights the stakes involved, particularly regarding military operations in Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. This meeting could complicate Israel's strategic options, impacting regional stability. Turning to the IAF strike from JNS. Earlier today, the strike targeted four suspects near the Lebanon border. The action underscores Israel's commitment to countering Hezbollah threats. This strike comes hours after tensions escalated in the border area, emphasizing the fragile peace. Meanwhile, Germany's increased funding to Yad Vashem, reported by I24 News, cements its commitment to Holocaust remembrance. This enhancement of financial support aims to bolster educational and research efforts. It strengthens Germany-Israel relations at a time of global antisemitism. In a related development, Israel's diaspora minister's comments about Erdogan have drawn international attention. According to Forward, the comparison to Hitler and Sinwar has been criticized as inflammatory. It could strain diplomatic ties between Israel and Turkey. And finally, the broader implications of these stories suggest shifting alliances and heightened tensions in the region. For civilians and diplomats alike, these developments could mean a reevaluation of security and diplomatic strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant drop in menorah stock by 5% in Tel Aviv. This follows the account freeze amid a corruption scandal within the Histadrut. Separately, CTEC examines how the high-tech sector may be overlooking key trends. Their survey reveals concerns about AI's impact on workplace dynamics in Startup Nation. And finally, Ynet Business anticipates the Bank of Israel's decision to cut interest rates for the third time this year. Economists suggest this move is in response to cooling inflation and slowing growth. That's your Israel 18 news update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.